Okay, the Epic of Gilgamesh is a Sumerian epic in cuneiform that people think is the first piece of literature that's ever been unearthed. And it's a story about a man who's part god and part mortal named Gilgamesh, and he's trying to become immortal. So in order to do that, he's got to go on a whole series of adventures and kill some robot-type people in the Cedar Forest. So him and his brethren, Enkidu, head on out. And so at some point, Enkidu is killed. Gilgamesh is aiming for this guy named Utnapishtim because he's the one who survived the flood. So this is after the flood. What we know as Noah in the Epic of Gilgamesh, it's a guy named Utnapishtim. Gilgamesh goes, "Hey, Utnapishtim, how did you do it? How did you survive when everyone else was just destroyed? The revenge of the gods. They were sick of mankind." I love it. Mankind had become noisy. So these Sumerian gods were going to get rid of everybody. And like Prometheus with fire, this guy Utnapishtim got the warning. He didn't have an ark. 40 days and 40 nights on a wooden boat with two of every kind. No, here's what they did. It was a tesseract, and a tesseract is like a unique shape, and it's essentially a spaceship. So Utnapishtim takes the DNA of all these animals and plants with him onto this spaceship called a tesseract. They're studying this type of shape in space travel, because your problem with space travel is that if it's rocket fired, it loses momentum the further into space it goes. So you need something that can kind of slingshot you through space. And so they're exploring this idea in new technologies called the tesseract. So Utnapishtim gives Gilgamesh the root of immortality, and Gilgamesh decides that he's got what he wants, and he takes a nap by the side of the river. A snake comes out of the brush, takes his root of immortality, and Gilgamesh dies immortal. So the snake story is much earlier than Adam and Eve. So I'm going to play a tune about this, so I want you to listen closely, because it's about Gilgamesh of Uruk. Uruk is the place, and it was his home city in Sumer. So more Euphoria here on Smile Jamaica.